This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Triceptor Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Triceptor Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply,
it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. During the first hour, we'll be joined by Ken O'Neill to do this installment of the Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio Show. We'll also be giving the second part of the 30-day challenge. You know, there's four parts that we're going to be talking about. Later in the show, we're going to be joined by Louise Kuo Habakus. She is the founder of Fearless Parents and also the one of the editors of the book Vaccine Epidemic. We're going to have a really, really interesting discussion with her. But let's go ahead and get started right away. How are you doing, Ken O'Neill?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Carl?
Fantastic, fantastic. So we gave everybody a 30-day challenge last show. Hopefully some people are taking advantage of it. I have been. I haven't been as consistent with it as I had hoped I would be. But I have been doing it every day, but not necessarily three times a day. So
well,
I'm sure a lot
start.
Of people feel that. So what do you think about that?
I think that's a good start. I've noticed people viewing the forum, but nobody, well, I haven't checked today, but up until yesterday, we haven't had any discussion, and I really encourage people to do that. Discussion, reporting your experience, your frustrations, your insights, all that good stuff really helps not only yourself, but other people.
Yeah.
It's entering a conversation about what we're doing. And Carl and I are sitting here talking about it, providing some instruction, but we're not there with you doing it. We're not there answering questions that might arise or insights that might occur. And those are the things that begin to build a community of practice.
Yeah.
It benefits everyone.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So let's go ahead and do the second installment to this challenge. And this is one that I've actually kind of started doing myself, because sometimes the only time I can do this is in my morning fasted walk. So let's talk about this.
Before we do, rather than color perceptions, tell me what you experience when you're doing that.
Well, it depends on whether or not Elisa and I are talkative that morning or quiet, but generally, my walk goes much faster when I'm focusing on my breathing, the way you illustrated in the first show.
Mm-hmm.
Counting my exhales and staying in 1-2-3, 1-2-3 form.
What kind of terrain are you walking on?
What's that? I'm walking outside. Generally, sidewalk or pavement.
Okay.
I will tell you that during the walking, it's a little harder to stay focused, so I've had to resort to visualization complementing my counting, where I actually see the numbers 1, 2, and 3 in my mind's eye. And that seems to help me stay with it without getting distracted by a piece of terrain or a car passing or something like that.
Love it. And that's an example of how when you begin to do this sort of thing, your creativity kicks in, and you augment the technique to make it more powerful.
I'll tell you something that happened to Elisa. I'm speaking on her behalf here, so the way I describe it may not be exactly the way it was. But we were both doing it, and she said something that she hadn't thought of in such a long time had popped into the forefront of her mind, and it was actually the solution to a problem she had. And I said, you know, I don't know that I can give credit to what you were just doing, but I know that when you are mindful, it allows the mind to function better, and maybe some of that functionality is solving problems.
It's estimated that we live 95% of the time in our subconscious. Doing something this simple is exercising a whole different part of the brain and a whole explicitly conscious mind. So it's relaxing the subconscious that is primarily a defense system. It's connected to the fight or flight response. It keeps us safe. When we let go of that vigilance, we really let a lot more happen that's innate to us, that's creative. Remember the story of the scientist in the 19th century that was struggling and struggling with the structure of a molecule? And then one night he had a dream about the worm Ouroboros. It's that mythological worm in European thought that's always depicted with its tail in its mouth. It's a circle.
Mm-hmm.
Out of that came the structure of the benzene ring.
Really?
Yeah. Those kind of breakthroughs. You see, one way of looking at this is, do you know anything about lucid dreaming?
Yes, of course. In fact, my son experimented with it and without me even knowing it. We've talked about it just recently.
Well, lucid dreaming, for those of you out there in radio land, to use an old expression, that don't know what it means, is it's bringing lucidity or awareness into the dream state. Normally at night when we go to sleep and have dreams, we're kind of a passive participant in them, not recognizing that. Think of when you go to a movie, and at the end of the movie there's that long, long, long list of everybody that's had anything to do with the film, the people that have designed the costumes, the sets.
Right. The credits.
You do all
the credits.
The credits.
Yes.
You are the sole author of that dream.
Mm-hmm.
The list of credits for all the functional roles that you're playing would go on and on and on. And you're living it. Well, the art of lucid dreaming is sort of progressively waking up and becoming explicitly conscious in the dream. And frequently people find that they redirect their lives.
Interesting.
In some cases, people will jointly dream together. This is something Frank Zane has talked about. For years, whenever any major decision was facing he and Christine, they would tend to experience a joint dream in which their creative parts sort of merged and found solutions. All this stuff is normal. It may not be normal to our normal culture, but what is?
Right.
So having creative insight such as she did can be expected.
So,
but don't go looking for it.
Right, exactly. You can't force it to happen. That's the bottom line. So let's go ahead and give the details of the second installment of the 30-day challenge, mindfulness challenge.
Well, what we're going to do, first of all, is warm up. Begin it with the 5-minute sit. That'll get you going, get your mind focused. Then you're going to stand up from whatever you're sitting in and preferably go outside. And the task is going to be varied. If you're doing what Carl's doing and walking on a paved surface, it's a lot easier. If I was to go outside, I live out in the country. The road out in front of my house is about a lane and a half wide, and we have more deer traffic than autos. So if I'm out walking on that road, I've got to watch where I'm walking.
Right.
Because there's stones and there's rocks and there's, with the weather we've had lately, there's bits of trees that have been knocked off and all that sort of stuff. So that part is a variable. It's going to be an environmental thing. But keeping your eyes watching your feet is a preferred part of this task, so that you're developing awareness of your movement. Now, what you can add to it, and you certainly should, is doing a body scan, noticing how you're walking.
Hmm.
You ever done a body scan?
No, I haven't. Although I often will close my eyes and walk, or close my eyes and stand, to try to allow proprioceptive acuity to occur. So I can actually sense different body parts. I have done that.
Well, there are forms of advanced martial arts where you do your sparring blindfolded, like the Force in the Star Wars film.
Yeah, right.
So that's doable, but it's tricky. I wouldn't I wouldn't risk walking by.
No, no.
Eyes closed in my neighborhood.
No, I agree with you. I agree
with you. But the important thing is to keep a focus. And your tendency to lose the count is going to be greater at the beginning because you're up moving through time and space. So keep the count going. If you find keeping the focus on your feet moving helpful, then do that too.
Right.
And go for 5 minutes. Now you see where this is going. In a month or two, you're going to be doing this in the gym.
Right, exactly.
And the task is going to be much more complex to find, for example, levels of strength you didn't know were there. You're going to be finding ways in which you inhibit performance with a barbell. So for now, these little steps are going to take you one at a time in developing greater and greater presence of mind, mindfulness.
Imagine if what happened to Elisa on that walk, just employing just a small amount of mindfulness, because these were early exercises. Imagine if you could tap into and harness the ultimate level of intelligence that you have been endowed with, but you can't hear it because all the other clutter and noise and clamor that's going on in your brain is silencing it. Imagine how much more efficient you'd be at your life, at your job, dealing with your children. Just imagine it. I mean, it's really, you know, we always hear about the brain is so strong and the average person uses some fractional portion of their brain. Imagine if you could just double that fractional portion of your brain that you use, how much smarter and better off you would be than the average person you are sitting next to right now on the subway listening to this podcast.
Well, that's the long range agenda of trans-evolutionary fitness. And I'm going to state it in a way that sounds like it's right out of India or China. The average person is in a delusional state. We're socially conditioned to live in something like a post-hypnotic trance, which some people call a normal waking trance that we confuse with reality. And the object of these exercises is to wake us up to who and what we are. And it's sometimes called wisdom, it's intelligence, it's presence of mind. And most of us don't have it.
Yeah.
One of the things that frequently happens when people go to a body therapist or a psychologist, they'll be asked, how do you feel? And you know what the answer is? Good. Good isn't a feeling. It's a comment about a feeling. It's socially acceptable. But then getting into what specifically ails them, be it bodily pain, be it psychological pain, we don't generally have words. We haven't learned words. We don't have a vocabulary. We don't know how to describe to ourselves, let alone someone else, what's going on in our own consciousness, in our own body.
Yeah. So if you can't articulate it, there's a problem.
Well, a lot of early psychotherapy is just teaching people to name feelings, to sort feelings out and name them. You know, they're not feeling in an amorphous sense of feeling, but they're, you know, they may be feeling pain, they may be feeling angst, sorrow, grief, joy, you know, a whole list of them.
Yeah.
The classical meditation traditions out of India wrote whole books, 18, 19 centuries ago, sorting out those feelings and then the cognitive psychology behind them. We've only been doing that kind of work in the West for what, less than 100 years?
Yeah. We have to take a break. So that's the second installment of the 30-day challenge. Alternate it, try it, work it into your schedule. Even if you can only do it once or twice a day and not the requisite three times a day to see the maximum effect of mindfulness, do something.
You're going to get strong with it.
Anything. Yeah, exactly. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about bending the aging curve. A very, very promising discussion that's going to give people hope. And when I talk about hope, I mean hope that as we age, we do not have to become frail and push to the side of the road. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's keeping tabs on government health agencies.
It's called the Environmental Protection Agency.
Carl Lenore.
Where is the protection?
protection? Where is the protection?
Superhuman Radio.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The key to getting lean and staying lean is insulin control. Wild swings in blood sugar create body fat. How would you like to be able to ensure that more of your meals feed muscle and not fat? Now you can with GlycoSolve. GlycoSolve contains the most potent berberine on the market. It will shuttle glucose to muscle, not fat. Made in the USA in a GMP-certified facility. Save 10% when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to leanerliving.com today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you could purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Suits where the park girls go round the outside. Round the outside.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Ken O'Neill. His website is transevolutionaryfitness.com. If you want to contact him, he is available for consultations. Both in the fitness area and the noetic sciences area. So, we've talked about bending the aging curve in previous shows, right? We've just mentioned it. You've referred to it.
Mentioned in passing, yeah.
Yeah. So talk about it now. What is bending the aging curve about, and who's the author?
The author is Joseph Signorelli. He's a PhD at the University of Miami and Coral Gables. I learned of him years and years ago. He was the mentor of a guy named J.C. Santana, Juan Carlos Santana,
uh-huh.
Who makes the Predator bands and various things. Very interesting trainer. intrigued enough to try to hunt down more information about him. And there were just a smattering of little pieces here and there. And then 3 years ago, Human Kinetics brought out Bending the Aging Curve. And I was all ears for that. The subtitle is The Complete Exercise Guide for Older Adults. Frankly, he breaks fresh ground with this book. There have been books, probably the first done by Jan and Terry Todd in 1985 or 6, on weight training for older people. But the majority of the books that have been done so far don't take into account what I would call a presenting condition of an individual. I'm a big advocate of what I've borrowed from Carl Rogers calling client-centered training rather than cookie-cutter training.
Right.
And what Signorelli does is establish an orientation where maintaining independence is the goal of training people as they mature in age. And that's very, very important because 75-80% of our diseases today are degenerative diseases, so that people in their late 40s, 50s begin to go into decline, slowing down, putting on weight, eventually needing a cane, a walker, a wheelchair. And Signorelli's orientation is to keep them out of all those things.
And quite frankly, this phenomenon of frailty is relatively new. It's only been around for about the past 150 years. Human frailty,
like with the Industrial Revolution,
yeah.
Huh?
Human frailty has occurred as a result of our preponderance to embrace a mismatched lifestyle and diet, one that causes people to lose their natural abilities to be ambulatory, to be active, to be robust, to be healthy. If this is, you know, the problem with us today is we don't have a graph, a pictograph that we can look at and go, holy crap, 150 years ago, we didn't have any of these diseases. How do we get back there? Because all we see is our little snippet of our little life and what occurred during that. Imagine if we did anything else in life that way. Imagine if we were driving from point A to point B, but only recognized the block that we were just on. We would never be able to get out of the neighborhood.
No. We're blindsided about our own nature. And it's a whole sociological conditioning that we go through. I'm going to talk a little bit about that more after. Well, I'll do it now. People ask me, I've had some listeners write in, does visualization really work?
Hell yeah. And
hell
you know what?
Yeah.
You know what I say?
My answer, Carl.
What?
It works in a preponderantly efficient manner in our culture with respect to olditis and ageism.
Yes, I was just going to say, look at the things that we visualize happening that actually come true. The loss of a job, the demise, and we think that when my poor sister was sick with Parkinson's disease, she had no problem believing all of the negative promises that were given to her by the medical orthodoxy. She could not believe in the positive promises at all.
One of the worst things that happened in medicine in the 70s was the law of informed consent, wherein a physician was mandated to tell you all the worst things that could happen as a result of a disease or an intervention. And guess what? People recapitulate those in experience. They embody them. It's an expectation they fulfill. They're not asked to fulfill it, but they do it.
Amazing.
And the major problem, and it's at the heart of medicine and the heart of Darwinian science, is the idea that mutations and genetics, well, first, that genes, we're locked into our genes. We have no choice, and that mutations occur randomly. That takes purpose, that takes will, that takes changing things for a positive future out of your hands. It makes you a victim who has to be treated by specialists.
Right.
And I'm dead against that.
Now, another thing that is talked about in Bending the Aging Curve, and also a topic of the show that makes us wildly unpopular with the mainstream. One of the things that makes this show wildly unpopular with the mainstream is the average person does not want to be told that they will have to work hard to stay youthful and healthy. They want to believe that if they, quote unquote, eat right, quote unquote, eat healthy, and then do all of the things that we know are counter to our nature, that they will still be healthy and live a long life. And unfortunately, the mainstream is all too quick to pander to this by telling people, here's the 5-minute ab solution. Just do this for 3 minutes a day for 15 days. And you look, if you're not active, if you're not progressing with your activity and pushing yourself further and further, then you are going to age unhealthily.
Randy Roach's Volume 1 of Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors deals extensively with the Flexor Report of 1910 and its implementation into the biochemical system of medicine that was largely funded by the Rockefeller and Carnegies. And what that system of medicine did was reduce everything to biochemical cause and effect. Your genes control the biochemistry, and you're the biochemistry. And as a result, our dependency went in the direction of getting silver bullets or magical pills or maybe surgeries and chemo or something like that. Medical school contains no education in physical activity. 2 years ago, I was a guest lecturer at the University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston, Texas, for medical school. And I was kind of nervous going there because here I was. Hello?
I'm here.
Okay.
Here.
I was in my late 60s going to speak to a group of kids that were anywhere from 1 to 3 semesters out of an undergraduate biology major. What they study in genetics today wasn't even known about when I was in school. So I went in there, gave a talk, and what I found was what they're learning about genetics is that causal model that your genes are doing you in. They didn't have an iota of what was coming out of medical school, exercise physiology labs, dealing with genomics and proteomics, showing that if you're not doing activity, you're not stimulating genetic signaling to unleash a host of things that create an anabolic environment in your body for tissue maintenance and repair.
Now, we have to take a break.
Okay.
You just said a word that I want to come back and talk about because I've actually done shows about this in the past.
What's that?
The word anabolic.
Love it.
The mainstream media has hijacked the word anabolic and made it to mean something negative. Yes, and they have done our entire society a great disservice. I want to get deeper into this when we come back. We're talking with Ken O'Neill. This is the Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio Show. Stay tuned.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
That's what happened to, what's his name, Rick Perry? He wanted to force everybody to get human papillomavirus vaccine in Texas. And people heard that, and they're like, okay, we're done with you, bro. You need to move on now.
He's pointing out the evildoers within our own government.
These people are crazy, these politicians. They're crazy. Dimwits. You know what we should do? When they say stuff like that, say, okay, no problem. We want to vaccinate everybody in your family first. We want to make you the test case. We'll watch what happens to you guys. If you guys survive, then we'll consider.
Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio. Weekdays at noon.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin, releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique in record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms in a Single Workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad. Scientists around the world confirm the vital importance of redox signaling to cell health. ASEA is the first and only stable, perfectly balanced mixture of these redox signaling reactive molecules that exist outside of living cells and can be used to help maintain proper balance inside the body to support the immune system, recovery, and the healing process. To learn more about ASEA and what it can do for you, go to superhumanradio.com and click the ASEA banner ad today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the product you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Ken O'Neill. Right before the break, Ken was talking about the aging process and invoke the word anabolic. If we look at the actual root of the word anabolism, derived from the Greek words combined to throw upward or to move upward, in its purest sense, the word anabolism means to assemble larger molecules from small molecules. Broad stroke sense, it means to grow or to build. So let's reduce this discussion to something that everybody understands, and that's money. If your checking account or your saving account is growing in value from month to month, is this a good thing or a bad thing? This is a rhetorical question, Ken.
It's a good thing.
Okay. So if your checking account is shrinking every month, is this a good thing or a bad thing? It's still rhetorical.
Not good.
Okay, so now let's talk about the body. Would one agree that repair, rejuvenation, all of these words could be attributed to growth or breakdown?
It's a little more serious than that. Do you know the word apoptosis?
Sure. It means apoptosis is planned cellular death.
And in the case of muscles, it's myocyte apoptosis. The role of exercise is creating an anabolic environment that includes anabolic steroids, testosterone, and peptides. Peptides like HGH, IGF-1, EDGE, which is endothelial-derived growth factor, and a real important one for people that have lost muscle and are putting it back, NGF, nerve growth factor. They've got to repopulate nervous tissue. So these this anabolic environment stimulated by exercise stops, shuts down the cell death.
And I've been really thinking about this a lot lately, right?
Yeah.
I've watched my parents pass. I've watched my sister get ill and fall into decline. I know of other people who are not doing well right now. And regardless of what the disease state is, regardless of what condition they succumb to, or whether it's a condition at all, whether they have just exceeded their available lifespan, there is one characteristic that seems to be present in every condition and state, and that is the diminishing supply of energy. We can talk about mitochondrial function. We can talk about mitochondrial degeneration and disease. But the bottom line is when you look at someone sick, they're not up and vibrant. They're not bouncing around. They're not growing new muscle. They're not expending a lot of energy. They have withered. They have run out of energy. And
the difference is, though, that successful agers may have a couple of down spiral months and they die. They may just sit down in a chair and die. Most of our civilization is going through a long, drawn-out process of degeneration that's unnecessary and unnatural. That's the big difference.
So we can say then, with complete assurity, that the word anabolic and the anabolism, which has been demonized by the media because of baseball, is actually something that people need to learn to manipulate and embrace if they want healthy longevity.
Absolutely. If we're going to use the word metabolism, we need to understand that metabolism, meta, above, is above two bolisms: catabolism, the tearing down of tissue, and anabolism, the maintenance and repair of the same tissue. If you want to talk metabolism, which we have to, you're talking those two components. To demonize one, the healthy one, is absolutely ridiculous. I would add two more factors to the demonization. Irresponsible journalists who mouth on about the people's right to know what, the garbage they're going to feed them, and grandstanding politicians. The AMA was against classification of anabolic steroids as a Class C item in 1989. The AMA was against that. But these donkeys in occupied Washington, you know, grandstanding on what cause of nobility, I don't know, had to have it that way.
What do you think it's from? I mean, what do you really think the impetus is for people to fear this state, this physical state?
Well, for years I bought the idea that steroids were evil. And a few years ago, doing research in muscle wasting, wasting diseases, I came across the work of Nelson Virgil and Michael Mooney concerning
right.
HIV.
Right.
And part of the regimen for keeping guys 30-plus years alive and fit with HIV, you know, we were told that was a kiss of death, and these guys look like they're a few months out from bodybuilding competition, is a nutrient-dense diet, appropriate supplements, bodybuilding, tissue building, and steroids. They're using a mix generally of 200 milligrams weekly of nandrolone deconate and 100 of testosterone cypionate. And they're thriving. That threw me a curveball, and I had to dig in. And what I found that made me very suspicious,
Are you reading my message?
Yeah.
Just finish your thought. I'll explain it.
Got it.
Okay. You were talking about Michael Mooney and his message to people
What I came to learn is we'd been grievously misled about steroids. They'd been demonized. The more I dug into using Google search, reading research articles on steroids, my God, the stuff we're told causes cancer is used to treat cancer.
Huh.
Anandrolone, used to be called Decadurablon, is successfully used in treating breast cancer. It's successfully used in treating tendon problems, particularly if people have been adversely impacted by use of fluoroquinolones like Cipro and Levaquin.
Right.
There's a broad spectrum of applications. The average physician is not informed in medical school. The average physician is basically taught to be scared to death of prescribing steroids, unless these days it's for testosterone replacement therapy. That's kind of okay.
Well, even that's not okay. And here's the thing that baffles me. So the medical orthodoxy acts so afraid of hormones. Even things like DHEA and melatonin, they act like as though these are very, very dangerous things. But yet they'll prescribe drug alternatives that are foreign to the body and that have side effects that we know that these hormones don't. It's not the hormones that have a problem. It's the delivery systems quite often that cause the problems with hepatic stress, thrombotic index, cancers, and so on. But the fear about hormones is unfounded, irrational, and I'm not even going to even invoke the conspiracy theory again. You know, I'm not even talking about that. The fact that you have a hormone in your body and it wanes, and a doctor wants to replace that with a drug, is ridiculous. When they could replace it with a hormone, it's going on right now. We'll talk about it on tomorrow's show. But there's an estrogen alternative, a synthetic estrogen that's going to be prescribed to women for a new reason related to menopause, instead of just giving women estrogen.
The bioidentical version.
Yeah, instead of giving women the bioidentical, they're going to give them a synthetic estrogen, which we know in 10 years they're going to find out causes uterine cancer, breast cancer, dementia. We already see the progestins doing that to women now, but nobody cares.
Well, we went through this once with respect to osteoporosis. Women being treated with synthetic estrogen and getting sick. Suzanne Summers was one of them. She wrote about it. Suzanne Summers went on to bioidenticals and thrives on them. But what did Big Pharma do? Big Pharma introduced bisphosphonates to treat osteoporosis.
Yeah, which now gives you various thyroid disorders if you take it. So it destroys
worse
something
than
else.
That,
it compromises the parathyroid, which is responsible for producing the calcium-sparing hormone calcitonin.
Well, that drug facilitates the anabolic portion of bone growth and shuts down the catabolic that cleans out debris and so on.
Right.
The result is that the calcification that's measured as increasing in bone isn't integrated naturally into cellular structures. It's more like imagine somebody spraying it all over the internal wall of the bone, so that when you do a scan, it's there, but is it functional? No.
Oh, gotcha.
The outcome is osteonecrosis. A growing number of dentists.
You know what the analogy of that is? I just thought of it. So if you're building a building and you're using steel I-beams, right, cold-rolled steel I-beams, and someone says these are not strong enough, you need to use an upgraded I-beam, so you buy a metallic paint and you spray it on the outside of the I-beams to a specific thickness that would equate to tensile strength had it been cold-rolled into the metal and say, okay, we've solved the problem.
Yeah. Well, where it's getting gnarly is dentists refusing service to women, some women, for certain procedures, due to the fear of osteonecrosis affecting the jaw, so that if they pull a tooth or do some procedure.
Yeah, the jaw comes off in their hand.
it's not going to break. It's going to shatter more like glass.
Right.
I've seen photos of advanced cases where it looks like pulverized chalk.
And keep in mind, one of the side effects of those drugs is that the bone wasting in the jaw. Interestingly
That's
enough.
That's the osteonecrosis. It's bone death.
Yeah. Interesting. All right. We have to take our last commercial break here.
Okay.
When we come back, do you want to stick with the concept of olditis and stereotyping, or do you
I want to wrap up.
The psychology of belief.
No, let's wrap up the few comments I wanted to make about Signorelli, because I really want to advocate at least some people buy this book.
Okay. All right. And in the meantime, go to transevolutionaryfitness.com today. If you want to reach out to Ken O'Neill, you can communicate with him from that website. I'm going to take a speech class during the break. We'll be right back.
Carl Lenore.
The FDA has exceeded all of its previous levels of being sinister and corrupt by trying to poison this country, by forcing us to
eat genetically modified foods without knowing they're GMO foods while trying to obstruct our access to natural foods that are grown right in our hometown.
Empowering the people and telling it like it is.
They're corrupt, they're sinister, they're disgusting. And we're never going to have a politician with any real chutzpah to stop the FDA. That's the sad part. So we have to stop them ourselves. By the pressure has to push back. Keep supporting your family farm.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's ultimate stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
By now, everyone knows I'm a big proponent of dairy. But as we all know, not all dairy is created equal. Learn more about a form of dairy made available to us that is raw, organic, grass-fed, grass-finished, low-heat pasteurized, and cultured with probiotics. Without the offensive beta-casein protein believed to be 13 times more toxic than gluten. Check out superhumandairy.com to learn more or go to superhumanradio.com and click the green-fed dairy banner ad today.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. Train harder, train longer, recover faster, and elevate protein synthesis. It's finally here, Splice, with branched-chain amino acids, taurine, and trimethylglycine. You'll blast through your workouts without the need for stimulants, and the alpha-lactalbumin ensures your workouts will be the most productive because nothing accelerates muscle growth faster. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Predator Nutrition banner ad and use the coupon code SPLYCE10 to save 10% off today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Later in the show, Louise Kuo Habakus will be on to talk about fearless parents. We're going to get into the discussion about vaccines, but it's going to be a different angle, a fresh angle. One that more people will be able to appreciate, for lack of better terms. So you're not going to want to miss that. Right now we're talking with Ken O'Neill. And we're talking, this is the Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio Show. So you want to talk more about bending the aging curve. You'd like to inspire people to buy the book.
There.
Yeah, please do.
But before I do that, I want to publicly acknowledge and thank Michael for the incredible logo he came up with for the show.
Oh, Michael Quantico, our webmaster. Yes.
My friends love it, so.
Good.
Thank you, Michael. I don't typically get excited by books on training. I've got shelves and shelves full of them. Signorelli's is different. It's written with a kind, well, his framework is prehab, not rehab, preventative habituation through training to keep people independent. And with that, he makes, well, With that, the book is really important, not only if you're a trainer that's conscientiously working with older people, but if you're a child, a son or daughter or grandson or granddaughter of older family members who are going off putting themselves in the hands of my personal trainer. Isn't that the expression? I have a personal trainer?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what the hell the standards are. They warm and breathing, I suppose. This gives an orientation to what should be going on and make sure it is going on, that some kind of diagnosis and prescription of the presenting condition is made, that they're dealing with your loved ones or with you as an individual with unique special needs and are going to evolve you into better shape, and that they're going to take into account what Signorelli calls his diamond analogy. He's got a faceted diamond whose facets include strength, power, flexibility, balance, mobility, and aerobic capacity. And you know darn well, if you sign up with somebody that's putting you on a whole bunch of machines, forget it with flexibility, balance, mobility, and aerobic capacity. You need to be on your feet. You need to be moving. You need to be simulating real time. You need real training.
Right.
With that, he also takes into account three ways of talking about aging. Chronological years, which we all know. Functional or physiological years. What's your biological age? Well, that's probably something your doctor might be able to help you with.
The average doctor doesn't even know what you're talking about if you're going and say that's old.
Well, I know. That's the tragedy. And then the third one that I feel is tremendously important is, what's your training age? How many years have you been training?
Mm. Now, you pointed out that lifelong athletes need to be viewed differently than the average person when it comes to the effects of aging and the longevity aspect, right?
Yeah, we're really going to dive into that next week with those two remaining items. But let's say in passing that our system of medicine, which is where in physiology, where the measurements are made, deals with a kind of normality, what it means to be normal, that reflects industrial and post-industrial civilization's way of life. We're increasingly sedentary. Most of the diseases that we're suffering for right now are post-World War II. They existed in small amounts prior to World War II. Since World War II, they're part of the sedentary death syndrome. How we age is up for grabs. My view of things is that normal aging, which you might call metaphorically ancestral aging or aging
before the Industrial Revolution?
Yeah, congruent with our genetic makeup. Aging congruent with our genetic makeup would best reflected in the genetic expression that characterizes a lifelong athlete. There are people that are living within the genetic design that the genetic selection exists for. Throughout most of history, children were born. They were active. We didn't. The other thing, by the way, the Industrial Revolution gives us is the cult of childhood. With the development of machines and factories, child labor was not needed as much, so we developed schools and a whole thing of childhood that didn't exist before.
Now, I'm not saying that that's a bad thing, but what we also got with this concept of childhood and understanding childhood is a bumper crop of people who consider themselves experts in how you should raise your children.
That's right. Physically, that's and psychologically.
That's the dangerous aspect of all of this.
Very.
Because a parent who wants to engage their child in physical culture at a young age could have child protective services called on them when it's actually a genetic attribute for children once they're weaned to be able to start to become active, physically active, and strong.
They're going to grow into their potential.
Right.
So, in a historical perspective, kids are active from the get-go. They're part of the group that's out hunting, part of the group that's out gathering, part of the group that's out working. They're developing strength, they're developing aerobic capacity, all the stuff that we now think of as being the province of exercise. They didn't exercise.
They didn't have to exercise back then either because they worked. They lived on farms. As soon as they were able to carry things, they were expected to carry things. I mean, it's a big, and this is true of women. I don't want to get off the track here, but this is true of women too. Since post-industrialization, women became frail, weak, and sickly. Pre the industrial age, women worked side by side with men on the farm. They were strong, robust. They spit out babies without, anesthesia. Granted, many of them died during childbirth. Don't misunderstand me. But the women of that era were healthier and stronger as a result of their lifestyles.
Or you could say they were expressing their genetic capability.
Exactly. Exactly.
And that's where we want to go in looking at the medicine of the future and the fitness of the future. Not necessarily doing it to get big and strong and look like a monster on stage. We're doing it to express what is innate to us and what optimizes our thriving. The thing that we've developed this whole culture of age as being a debilitating condition where, you know, you just want them to rest more and take it easy and don't talk so much. And
But that's because society looks at the parent who expects more from their child as a bad parent. I mean, we look at you know, MTV Sweet 16, these people throwing $30,000 Sweet 16 birthday parties for their children, and their children don't lift a finger, and they have a maid, and they have brand. It's like the illusion is what's destroying us. The illusion of that is the way it's supposed to be.
Well, that bled into reality TV, where you have hordes of irrelevant people living irrelevant lives of what?
Yeah.
And it makes them celebrity?
Yeah. We've got a couple minutes here to wrap this up, Ken.
So, you know, by and large, what we would best do is have heroes and heroines that were living natural lives and thriving and not getting sick. And, you know, I had it in my generation. I lived in San Jose, California, 50 miles up the peninsula in San Francisco. Jack LaLanne was flooding us live every day when I was a kid. I had a hero. He had nice dogs, too. I don't see that as a part of the world today for children. The world is instead games and fantasy movies.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and plug the website again. It's transevolutionaryfitness.com. You can contact Ken there. Next week we'll have the third installment on the 30-day challenge, another way to practice and apply mindfulness. And we will pick up this discussion and go further from there. How's that sound, Ken?
Into the dicey stuff, the psychobiology. This is where the mindfulness practice taken somewhere is where the rubber meets the road for anti-aging, for lasting and enduring and thriving as a body-mind.
Okay.
Intriguing?
Talk to you next week, Ken.
Thanks, Carl.
Thanks. All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we will be talking about fearless parents with Louise Kuo Habakus. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. This is one of those things I think it's going to be 30 years from now, and people are going to go, oh, damn, this didn't work out right.
He's serving up an all-you-can-eat buffet of brain food.
It's gotten worse for us who are overweight because we're now paying our fair share for things that we didn't have to before.
Get it while it's hot.
The fact that there's only 50% of the population is obese, that means the other 50% is doing something different.
You're listening to your daily dose of wisdom. Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
The UK's known for its queen, Big Ben, and fish and chips.
Well, move over. Here's the UK's strongest pro-hormone, Extreme Mass. Extreme Mass will give you a significant amount of muscle and strength, gains of up to 10 kilograms in a four-week cycle. You'll see an increase in libido, vascularity, and aggression. Shatter your personal bests in the gym while on Extreme Mass. Save 10% off. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Extreme Mass banner and use coupon code MASS10. In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. You know, being a parent is really, 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 really difficult. Because you want to do the right thing by your child. And there's so much misinformation out there. And as you know, in this audience, we are big believers in critical thinking skills. When things that you hear, that you're being told, and you know they are not true, that you sometimes have to dig down deep, be courageous, and make your own choices. And that takes a lot of courage today, because we have literally thousands of channels of feed all day long from people who propose to be experts at everything from raising your children to having successful relationships, telling you that what you're doing is wrong and what you should do is what they tell you to do. And this creates a great deal of anxiety in a parent. My next guest is the founder of Fearless Parents, and that is Louise Kuo Habakus. How are you doing, Louise?
Hey, Carl.
So before we get into Fearless Parents and also talk about the book that you contributed to, Vaccine Epidemic, I think people would really appreciate understanding your journey and how you came to this point in time.
Absolutely. Thanks for bringing me on. I'm delighted to be on your show.
So, you know, I'd like to start out, Carl, by saying that I am a mainstream girl, you know? I mean, I came to this through the school of hard knocks, if you will. So I am a former corporate executive. I was a managing director and head of corporate marketing for Putnam Investments. I was a corporate vice president for Prudential Financial, and I was a management consultant for Bain & Company. I went to Stanford University. I have 2 degrees, undergraduate and graduate degrees, and I was accustomed to playing by the rules and being rewarded by them. And so there was really no reason when I became a parent to sort of change that mindset, right? The rules worked for me, and so
right.
When I had my first baby and then my second, it was a matter of these are what the experts tell you to do. This is sort of, you know, the best, you know, what they say was evidence-based medicine. This
right.
is what you should do, and that's what I wanted to do. And, Carl, what happened was, long story short, my children were injured by their vaccines, and they didn't tell me that. It was a process where I had to come to that. And, you know, it's interesting because I think if it had happened to me, if it had happened to my husband, I'm not sure that I would have investigated it in the same way. But when it happens to your children
yeah.
and you know instinctively that there's something that isn't quite right, I think it makes you dig at a different level. And so that's what I started to do. I started to do the research, and I took the skills that I had professionally, you know, trained and learned in research, in reading the scientific literature myself, in coming to understand that as with many things, there are shades of gray. It's not always so black and white. And, you know, the point that I figured out what had happened was the point that they could start getting better, because then I had something to work with in terms of what was going on.
Go ahead. Why do you think the average American who considers themselves fairly well-educated and in touch with modern wisdom, we'll say, not common wisdom, modern wisdom, has such a hard time believing that there are any risks associated with vaccines at all?
You know what? We live in a world of experts, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you look at medicine, if you look at medicine today, for an example, you know, there aren't doctors anymore. There's the ears, nose, and throat expert. There is the you know, the cardiothoracic expert. There's the foot expert. And so I think that there's this idea that you know, in order to get the best information, you need to go to experts. And I think there's very much a willingness to delegate because we get overwhelmed by the amount of information that's out there. And so we need shortcuts. I mean, honestly, Carl, shortcuts are in some ways a survival mechanism because
yes.
we couldn't possibly research everything, right?
Right.
So I think that there is this model, which is the good, avuncular, kindly doctor who is on our side. And I think that we like to believe that medicine is as it was perhaps when we were younger, you know, where the doctor really was on our side of the table. And I don't think people understand that what's going on right now is really a reflection of the state of healthcare and medicine in this country. The doctor's no longer by our side anymore.
I don't think when we were younger, and I'll be 56 this year, I don't think when we were younger the doctor was truly on our side. I think that before the formation of allopathic medicine as an industry, I think doctors were on the patient's side, and they recognized they didn't have all the answers, and they admitted it. But I think that over the past, I think since the late 1800s, doctors were no longer on our side because medicine became, instead of being a calling, it became a business. And look, religion has been corrupted, so why not medicine, okay? With that being the case, around that same time, the authorities having jurisdiction over medicine decided the best way to make this industry grow is a twofold push-pull approach. The first is to present ourselves as experts And the second is to get people to stop trusting their instincts. Instinct is one of our evolutionary gifts. Every animal on the planet has it. Every animal on the planet pays attention to it, except humans. We turn around and we go, well, Dr. Phil will help me with this problem. I'll read this book and I'll be a better parent. And I'm not saying you can't learn better techniques, but you should be able to read and accept what you want to accept. It shouldn't be forced down your throat.
I agree completely, Carl. I just, you know, what I want to say about medicine is that I agree with you. At the point in the late 1800s that allopathic medicine became sort of, and it was really the 1900s, early 19, that allopathic medicine became the way that we practice sort of conventional mainstream medicine. But, you know, here's the thing. Today, the influence of insurance companies, the influence of professional associations like the American Academy of Pediatrics, the American Medical Association, they influence doctors to a degree that didn't happen to the same extent five, six, seven decades ago.
Right.
And so, it is a question of degrees. But, you know, this is, as you're saying, it's an age-old battle, right? Someone has an agenda for you. Okay? And if you sort of back into it and you look at what's going on, who are these people and what are their motivations, I think, you know, it's a pretty straightforward calculus. You know, you can see that there's money, there's issues of sort of who gets to decide,
right?
I mean, at the end of the day, do you want the right to decide, you and me?
Well, tell your story. So now tell the story about when you were in the hospital and your child had to undergo some therapy and you wanted to take your child home, right?
That's right. Well, you know, and I mean, this is, I describe that story in order to explain that kind of fierceness that a parent will get when they recognize that, you know what? This is my kid. This is absolutely my responsibility and my privilege to make these decisions. So we were discharged from the hospital when my baby was born, and he had elevated bilirubin levels, right? Which, as many will know, is something that's potentially dangerous. And so he had to be readmitted and go under the billy lights. And basically, you know, for 3 days we were in the hospital, and they kept disrupting him. First of all, he couldn't nurse because he had to be on the lights.
Right.
So, you know, they had to give him formula. Then they kept, like, waking him up to stab him in the heel, to draw his blood, to test his bilirubin levels around the clock, like all day and all night. And so you go through this day one, day two, day three. Finally, I said, you know, this is it. I've had it. I'm taking my kid home. And they said, you can go home, but your kid can't go home. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And they're like, he has to stay under the lights. His bilirubin levels are too elevated. So, you know, at that point, it was like, okay, I'm a brand new mother. And I'm like, okay, maybe they, you know, they know what they're talking about. So, you know, let's see what happens.
Send the lights home. Send the lights home with you. That's an alternative, too.
Yeah, no, but they did, you know, they didn't suggest that,
right.
Or, you know, it's like, why can't you put him, you know, in sunshine, for example,
right.
Take off his clothes and, yeah, but no, absolutely not. And so, I said, I'm taking him home, you know, and they said, we'll call Child Protective Services. You know, literally, we will fight you and your authority as a parent, and we will take your child away from you because we're right. And, you know, it was, Carl, I swear to God, it was in that moment, it was like, you've got to be kidding me. I mean, what the heck is going on
right here?
And so, you know, it's that feeling you have where, you know, you want to scoop up your baby and sort of like, I'm out of here. And yet it takes sometimes, you know, for me, it takes some time to maybe have that experience a couple of times, two, three, four times before you realize, listen, you know, this is going to happen again and again and again because there are people out there who believe that they know better.
Right.
And so the sooner as a parent you can get in touch with this idea that your kid, you're calling the shots, it is absolutely your right and you have the ability to make these decisions. So we're giving away our power in a million little ways every day when we start when we're in this mindset of I have to ask permission, right? It's, my baby's only 4 months old. I want to ask my doctor if I can feed him this. You know, it's...
I know. It's funny that people actually do that. They think, I've got to ask my doctor. And if my doctor tells me that he wouldn't, then I won't. And it's people use no critical thinking. They have no instincts of their own. And quite often, doctors will say no to things because it's safer to say no than to say yes. I had this experience early on in my journey from illness to health when I asked my doctor... I brought him a 10-pound bag of whey protein, said, I'm going to start using this. And he put a little yellow sticky note on it and said, I would not use this. And when I questioned him why, he says, well, I really don't know enough about whey protein powder, he goes. And I thought, well, that's not the answer. You should have said, I don't know about whey protein powder. Go ask someone else.
Exactly.
So, you know, it's very, very dangerous to turn to your doctor to approve whether you should take glucosamine or feed your child a certain. And if anything, you have to look to your instincts. We have to take a break. There's a great website called fearlessparent.org. The purpose of this website is to empower parents with information so that they can make their own decisions. This is not a dog in the fight website. This is a website that gives parents the tools they need to make decisions on their own and be fearless. Because once you know that the decision you're making is not cavalier, not reckless, then you can be fearless and defend your child and your right to be a parent. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's exposing the man behind the curtain in the organic discussion.
Whole Foods is getting prepared for this onslaught of new customers by finding ways to fool them into buying things that aren't organic, thinking that they are, which is the way they led into the industry back in the day when people remember Whole Foods. There were people that were going in there and going, oh, well, this is all organic. I bought it at Whole Foods. And, oh, no. They do sell conventional stuff there. They do? Yeah.
Exposing the myths in our grocery stores.
And then Whole Foods started labeling it more clearly what was organic and what was conventional. But there was a whole period of time where people were buying what they thought was organic when it wasn't. And they were charging more. Whole Foods prices was a conventionally grown produce, similar price to what other stores were selling organic. And that made it even more confusing for the consumer. They thought, well, how could it be? I just paid $3.45 for a pound of apples. That's what that store sells organic. You're telling me I bought conventional apples? Yep, you did.
Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Scientists around the world confirm the vital importance of redox signaling to cell health. ICEA is the first and only stable, perfectly balanced mixture of these redox signaling reactive molecules that exist outside of living cells and can be used to help maintain proper balance inside the body to support the immune system, recovery, and the healing process. To learn more about ICEA and what it can do for you, go to superhumanradio.com and click the ICEA banner ad today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair. And they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters. As small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable, but finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Louise Habakkuk. We're gonna talk a little bit now about a book that Louise contributed to. Let's talk about vaccine epidemic for a moment, okay, Louise?
Absolutely.
So, when I read this book, I swear, there were so many things in this book that I've said on the show over the years instinctively. And when I read this book, it was so refreshing. What I love about this book is that this is a book for any parent or any clinician, in my humble opinion, to be able to apply informed consent in the area of vaccines. There are so many credible studies in here showing that current vaccines that are administered have a risk associated. But the standard of today's medical community is, and our government, quite frankly, is to apply the rule of for the greater good. So for the greater good and safety of children, some children must get sick and die. Talk about that for a second, because that's something I've talked about on the show for a very, very long time. And it works great unless you're the percentage of people that are being hurt for the greater good.
And it's not just that, Carl. So, yes. You know, that's what people like to say, people who advocate mandatory vaccination, universal mass vaccination. They say that it must be done for the greater good because it serves humanity's greater interest and survival of the species. And there's some really big problems with this approach and this sort of theory about why vaccines are good. The first is that, you know, anytime somebody says the greater good for anything, right, not just vaccination, but you got to be very careful because it's code for a form of coercion or, you know, utilitarianism, right, which is code for no choice, right?
Right.
It can be used to bully people, right, to justify some pretty bad stuff. And the reality is that when you hear this, what they're trying to do is to legislate something. They're trying to legislate, in this case, health, which you can't do. You cannot legislate health. As people are discovering, just because you don't let people buy 16 ounces of soda doesn't mean that you're going to cure obesity in this country, right?
Right.
Secondly, it's not true when it comes to vaccines. There is no greater good when it comes to vaccination. And I know that's controversial, but this is I'm going to say something which I really believe, and that is a healthy society is comprised of healthy individuals. Okay?
Right.
And so what you need to do, no one understands you, Carl, better than you.
Right.
Okay? Now, you may go and seek out counsel. expertise, specific information, like a general contractor will get his subs, right?
Right.
So you'll go and you'll get maybe Dr. X, Y, and Z, researcher ABC. You may get some alternative practitioners also. You're going to get inputs, and then you're going to integrate them and say, this is what makes sense for me, okay? So if we go with the idea that someone else, government or industry or some professional association of doctors, is able to practice one-size-fits-all medicine in order to determine what will make me healthy, I reject that.
Right.
And so if they're doing that, I think it's highly possible then that something could go pretty wrong because there are a lot of inputs into that decision-making that are subject to things like economics and politics and things that have actually nothing to do with health. So I start from the premise that you want a healthy society, you start by promoting healthy individuals and allow them to make the decisions that best serve their health. Now, I have something else that I want to say about the greater good, because even if it were true that vaccines save lives, so we want huge amounts of people to vaccinate, the thing that we know for certain is that vaccines cause catastrophic harm and death to some who get them. Okay, that's not debated. Vaccines are legally classified as unavoidably unsafe, and we can talk about this. Right?
Unavoidably unsafe. I love that.
Unavoidably unsafe. Like pharmaceutical drugs. Some people die taking drugs. Many.
Over 800,000 people a year, according to the CDC's own numbers.
That's right.
Die from taking their medication as prescribed.
As prescribed. It's called iatrogenesis. Yeah. It is, you know, harm at the hand of doctors and hospitals. Okay, so what they say is that they want to require you to vaccinate to protect others, right? So the morality of requiring somebody to vaccinate to protect others has to be balanced against the morality of mandating a medical intervention for healthy people that's known to cause grave brain damage and death,
right?
So it's like an equation where when we're talking about vaccines, all we care about are people who might succumb to infectious disease, and we assume that they wouldn't if they had been vaccinated. And yet all the people and you know, the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program has awarded almost $3 billion to over 3,500 families. And that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, because because the government pays those monies, and the government works hard to reject as many claims as possible. You have to be, like your child has to become spontaneously ill, like where it's undoubtable this is what did it for the government to pay you. Everybody else is told to go away.
There's a chapter in our book on the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program written by two attorneys, one who practices in this administrative program of vaccine injury. And, yes, absolutely, it is not easy to get compensated by the government,
yeah.
And they don't want to acknowledge it. So, but Carl, think about it. If you have a government that's requiring healthy people to do something, and they know with 100% absolute certainty that some percentage of the people who get it, this required mandated intervention, will die or sustain catastrophic harm, and you coerce anyway, you could start asking some questions about what kind of government that is, right?
Right.
Do you at that point lose moral authority? It is a very, very slippery slope. You know, people say, oh, well, you know, we would kill one person to save a billion.
Well, that's fine with me as long as I'm not the person you have to kill. You know what I mean? That's how these politicians look at it. Well, as long as it's not us, then that's fine.
And you know what? We are vaccinating children, but we are not vaccinating adults to the same degree that we vaccinate children.
Hmm.
And, you know, you could argue that you know, what we're doing is absolutely discriminatory towards children.
We have to take a break because we went long in the last segment, so I have to get back on clock here. But when we come back, I want to talk about the science for a moment, because I think that most people think that the science that is repeated from the anti-vaccine movement. It's been kind of washed with a zealot-like paintbrush where people go, oh, you know, that's nonsense. But you assemble so many compelling studies in this book from very, very credible universities and clinics that it makes me wonder, why aren't people recognizing the validity? And if nothing else, just erring on the side of caution. You know, when I lived in New York and you walk down the streets of Manhattan, they have these metal doors, they're cellar doors to businesses into the basement. And some of them look really rickety. So when you're walking towards one, as a rule, you make a beeline around it. You don't go, hey, I'm going to see if this will hold me up, and there's a 50-50 chance I'll fall through and break a leg. You walk around it. Why aren't we applying that same err on the side of caution when we look at this research that shows that there is some damaging and risk effects of vaccines? I want to talk about that when we come back. In the meantime, those of you who are listening to the show, the website is fearlessparent.org. It's a great website. You have to go there. It's changing the way we discuss this issue. It's not a zealot-like message any longer. I think everybody can agree that we're tired of the pro-vaccine, anti-vaccine discussions and arguments. Now it's time to really look at the facts. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. It's interesting what we consider a reason to get angry.
He's a military strategist on health.
Merck, the pharmaceutical company, killed 55,000 people with Vioxx. They knew that it had a problem, and they sold it to people anyway, and 55,000 plus people died taking Vioxx.
He's Carl Lenore.
Why isn't this current administration going, we need to go to White House Station, New Jersey, where the Merck headquarters is, and send the military in there? We need to bomb Merck, because they killed 55,000 Americans knowing that they were going to kill 55,000 Americans.
On Superhuman Radio.
Where is the outrage about that?
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
By now, everyone knows I'm a big proponent of dairy. But as we all know, not all dairy is created equal. Learn more about a form of dairy made available to us that is raw, organic, grass-fed, grass-finished, low-heat pasteurized, and cultured with probiotics. Without the offensive beta-casein protein believed to be 13 times more toxic than gluten. Check out superhumandairy.com to learn more or go to superhumanradio.com and click the green-fed dairy banner ad today.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
She's a very kinky girl.
Welcome back. We're talking with Louise Habakus. Right now we're talking about a book that she helped to author and edit, which is Vaccine Epidemic, which is, in my humble opinion, one of the greatest contributions to the discussion because it assembles all of the credible, meaningful research into one place, but then distills it down to how this affects you individually. So when you started to work on this book, obviously this was a result of your own eye-opening search for information about vaccines and their risks, right?
That's right. That's right. And I couldn't find it in one place. And I felt like, you know, people deserve to have access to this information because everybody wants to make good choices, right? They want to make good decisions that are informed.
I don't know that that's true. I don't believe that everybody wants to make good choices. I think everybody wants to make choices that if they work, they'll take credit for, but if they don't work, they want to point the finger at somebody else. That's really what I think. That's why consultancy works so well in corporate America, because you can hire somebody to make a bad decision and it won't stick to you.
But I do think parents want to do right by their children, you know. And again, we were talking about the, you know, delegate, don't delegate. And of course, there are people who would prefer to trust a doctor that feels more comfortable.
Right.
But I think increasingly people are understanding. They're sort of looking at the way the world works. Mm-hmm. And they're saying, you know, there are influences here that have nothing to do with what's good for me and my kid. And so it's sort of it's a bit of buyer beware. It's a bit of personal responsibility. You know, people are saying, well, you know, it might behoove me to check out some of the, you know, do a little research myself.
Now, just the top line summary of some of the more damning potential side effects from the types of vaccines that children get within the first 7 to 10 years of life. Can you just give us the distillation of that?
So, Carl, what people need to do is look at the package inserts, right? And you just get it on the computer. You go to the FDA website, and if you look at, you know, pick a childhood vaccine, you know, anyone. The kids get 70 doses of 16 different vaccines. So, you know, take your pick. And if you look, you will see a mind-boggling array of vaccine adverse events. These are bad things that happen after vaccination, and they range from encephalopathy and encephalitis, brain inflammation, Guillain-Barré, autoimmune disease, thrombocytopenia, which is hemorrhaging, often to death. You get severe anaphylaxis that can result in death. There's a whole list of them. And in fact, the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, they have a table of acknowledged injuries that happen and, you know, say that if this happens after vaccination, you may have a legitimate claim. But, you know, what was really eye-opening to me is this understanding that most scientists, when they do their research, they're not activists, they're not advocates. They don't go and rattle the cages of the media and say, you've got to cover this. They do their research, and they publish it. They peer review it, so they have, you know, their colleagues evaluate it and make comments, and then they publish it. And so it does require people who really want to see the state, you know, the state of the art, the latest vaccine safety science. You need to hop on PubMed and start looking at some of the actual studies. And when I did that, I have to say my eyes sort of popped out of my head because I certainly didn't expect to see to the degree that I did the kinds of information that's out there. So I'm going to give you one example. Okay, this is Catherine DeSoto from the University of Northern Iowa, okay, 2009. And what she did was she did what's called a meta-analysis. So she wanted to do a study of studies, right? So she went to PubMed and said, I want to find all the articles that have anything to do with heavy metals, mercury, and neurodevelopmental disorders, including autism. She found 163 articles. Then what she did was look at the articles that had empirical data relevant to the hypothesis, which is, could autism be caused by heavy metals, one or more, okay? 58 of them came up, and what she saw was 43 offered evidence supporting a link. Okay, 75% of the studies in PubMed offered evidence supporting a link between autism and toxic heavy metals. And so in her meta-analysis, what she said was the emerging weight of the evidence has shifted to a causal relationship between autism and heavy metals. Now, Carl, I don't know if maybe I'm just not reading it. You're not hearing that.
Right.
You don't hear that in mainstream media. So that's just one example. I mean, I can give you a list as long as your arm of studies. So here's another one. It was done, you know, in Canada. The University of Manitoba, in conjunction with the Canadian Institutes of Health, and they did a prospective cohort analysis where they looked at, I'm sorry, they followed 14,000 children born in 1995, right, for which there were complete records available. And what they did was they were looking at children who received at least four doses of diphtheria, pertussis, tetanus vaccine.
Right.
Right? Children in our country get six doses of that by the time they're in sixth grade. Okay? So what they did was they followed all these children, and they found, using statistical regression analysis, that half of all the children who delayed the first dose by 2 months, right, because you're supposed to get it at 2 months of age. So if they delayed it by 2 months, it halved their risk of having asthma,
right,
a diagnosis of asthma. Okay, their risk of getting asthma was cut in half. And if they delayed the first three doses, their risk of getting asthma was decreased by 60%.
Wow.
I mean, that asthma is the number one pediatric chronic illness.
I know.
In this country. It is associated with so much medication, hospitalizations, and death. Okay?
But wait a minute, because I want to get this in here. So there's definitely research that shows risk, and I'm with you on that. But what about the people out there who say, yes, but we cured polio with vaccines. We don't have diphtheria anymore. Rubella is under control. And that those of us out there who are saying, hey, before you vaccinate, make sure you're well informed, are scaring people away from something that can save their child's life.
So, you know what? I mean, I really believe that there has been a revisionist narrative out there. And, you know, it's like we love to say it. It's almost become this sort of mantra that's chanted. You know, vaccines are the greatest miracle of modern medicine and has saved millions of lives. Sometimes I've even heard billions, Carl.
Right.
I mean, people love to say this. And they also say that if you don't vaccinate, you're going to bring back deadly disease. And, I mean, it's people take it on gospel, and they don't even say, prove it. I mean, you know, like, on what basis do you say this? Now, I understand back in the day, right, in the 1800s, if you've watched the movie The Gangs of New York.
Yeah,
example,
I love that movie.
Right?
Yeah.
Me too, right? Filthy, disgusting time, okay?
Right.
I mean, people shared, you know, lived in tenements, there were no covered cesspools, you know, horses were crapping in the streets.
Dead horse body, carcasses on the street, kids playing on dead horse carcasses. My father told me that story. Right.
That's right, absolutely. Right. There's no indoor plumbing. We didn't even understand the connection between hand washing and disease.
Right.
We didn't have antibiotics, right? We didn't have roads paved between the farms and the cities to allow people to get fresh produce, right? We didn't understand the role of nutrition in health. And so, people were dropping dead of infectious diseases, and no wonder, because they were crammed together, and it was a pretty disgusting, filthy time. And then what happened, Carl, way before vaccines were really invented or used in any kind of widespread sort of, you know, concerted manner, was we began to have a public health, sanitation, and hygiene revolution in our country, okay? And as we did, the rates of morbidity and mortality from infectious disease plummeted. Okay, I mean, they actually fell like a stone.
Right.
And most people at the time understood what was happening. it wasn't vaccines. It was that we were doing a lot of things that supported health.
And see, this is the problem. Both Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, who's been on the show a couple times, and Dr. Merrill Nass, who's testified before Congress about the damaging effects of anthrax vaccines on enlisted personnel, both told this story. They both said, like they were reading it from the same book, that polio was already on an amazing decline by the time widespread inoculation came into play. But see, no one knows that because all we hear from the medical orthodoxy is, we cured polio with these vaccines. How dare you consider not using them?
That's right. That's right. So. And in fact, I would go so far as to say, Carl, that our sort of government and medical infrastructure is fighting yesterday's war. And it's not even yesterday's war. It's like, you know, last century or two centuries ago's war. Today, if you ask parents on the front lines of parenting what's going on, they will tell you that, you know, honestly, screw vaccines. We have more vaccines than we've ever had, and my kid is so sick.
Right.
Okay? They're saying that if vaccines are good and promote health, then why are kids so sick? If you look at academic pediatrics, they'll tell you 43% of children in this country today, Carl, almost half of all children have a chronic autoimmune or neurodevelopmental disorder.
Oh, my God.
Okay? I mean, and if you add obesity...
That's scary.
If you add obesity, we're at 54%. Okay? So kids are... They're sick.
They're under assault. That's really what's happening here. If anything,
today's war is autism. It's gastrointestinal. It's inflammatory bowel disease.
Right.
It is anaphylactic allergies. It's peanut allergies, environmental allergies. It's diabetes and asthma and ADHD and you know the list goes on. I mean, that's what's going on for parents today. And so when parents hear a doctor say, you better do this or your child, you know, will get sick, the parent will say, you know, hello,
yeah.
You know, it's I don't want to give my child yet another exposure that's going to challenge her immune system when it's already clear that we've got stuff going on that's immune-mediated, right? What do we think is going on with all of these allergies, for example?
Yeah.
These are immune-mediated disorders.
Well, we're going to take our last commercial break. I want to let everybody know that the book Vaccine Epidemic will be in the Carl Recommends area of the website later today. It's a must-read book for anybody who has a child, is planning on having a child or having another child, because the greatest thing that you can do is inform yourself. That's it. Make your own decisions. If you decide to vaccinate, fine. If you don't decide to vaccinate, fine. But having the information to make an informed decision is really your right and your duty for your child. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There's something comforting about knowing he's out there.
Government is in place because it assumes that people are too stupid to care for themselves.
By your side.
Government has to take up the parental role of teaching people what to do.
Fighting the good fight.
Government has to get out of people's pantries, first of all. They can't legislate health.
He's Carl Lenore on Super Human Radio.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
The key to getting lean and staying lean is insulin control. Wild swings in blood sugar create body fat. How would you like to be able to ensure that more of your meals feed muscle and not fat? Now you can with GlycoSolve. GlycoSolve contains the most potent berberine on the market. It will shuttle glucose to muscle, not fat. Made in the USA in a GMP-certified facility. Save 10% when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to leanerliving.com today. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today. Train harder, train longer, recover faster, and elevate protein synthesis. It's finally here, Splice, with branched-chain amino acids, taurine, and trimethylglycine. You'll blast through your workouts without the need for stimulants, and the alpha-lactalbumin ensures your workouts will be the most productive because nothing accelerates muscle growth faster. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Predator Nutrition banner ad and use the coupon code SPLYCE10 to save 10% off today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Louise Vakas, founder of fearlessparent.org, a fantastic resource for parents out there to reclaim your right, your sovereign right to have the decision-making power and effects over your own child. We're not talking about parents who are derelict of their duties. We're talking about parents who are trying to make good decisions for their children and being told by government agencies that they must do it this way. And guess what? Those government agencies have sovereign immunity. They will not be held accountable if they force you to do things that harm your child. But yet they want to hold you accountable for doing things that they don't like. And it's very, very unfair. So, Louise, I am a huge proponent of informed consent. I don't know whether it's right or wrong to vaccinate a child. This is a decision that must be made by the parent themselves, and there shouldn't be any input to coerce a person to go one way or the other. But that takes informed consent. I started a petition on change.org that kind of lost momentum that I'm actually reviving today as a result of this interview. I want to see the FDA's Department of Blood, Biologics, and Vaccines require the same open disclosure about the potential risks for vaccines in marketing materials and communications that we see now in the pharmaceutical industry. So that when a parent says, here's a commercial for, hey, school's back in session, come to Walgreens, get your flu vaccine for your child for just $25. They also hear a list of the potential risks that have been shown to be prevalent in research. Now, I'm not saying that I want to scare parents away, but I want parents to understand the full gravity of the potential risk as they go in there and get that vaccine. You think I'm wrong for that? Do you think that I'm pandering to fear by wanting that?
No. Carl, I mean, you know, in the book we go so far as to say, which I really do believe, and I don't think it's over the top, that having choice in this regard and other analogous health choice decisions, it's a fundamental human right. Okay, it's in fact there are 193 countries that comprised the UN agency, the UNESCO declaration, that said that informed consent is a fundamental human right. So you deserve to understand the full risks and benefits, and if you don't, you actually can't give consent. But here's the problem, and you're right on target with this. There is no informed consent when it comes to vaccination in the United States. Doctors are not required, actually, to tell people that what they're about to give their children could cause brain damage or death. It's pretty mind-boggling. In fact, what happened was in the 1980s, drug companies were being sued by families, by parents who said, your vaccine caused my son's catastrophic brain damage, right? And in fact, Phil Donahue brought parents on to talk about this. And
that just goes to show you how long ago it was, because Phil's been off the air for a long, long time.
Oh, Carl, I mean, this is age old. You know, people have been dying of vaccination ever since it was started. It's been controversial since the beginning. So, this is what happened was the drug company said, this is a crappy business. This product that we make hurts people. They sue us. And it gives us a black eye, right? It's brand damaging to us. So they went to Congress and they said, if you don't give us liability protection, legal immunity, we're not going to make these products anymore. And, what Congress should have said was, go make safer vaccines, right? Go do what every other company is required to do, which is play by the rules. Because the legal system and the checks and balances that it affords is really the only mechanism by which we have to make sure that a company is going to do the right thing, right? But instead what happened was Congress said, okay, and they passed the 1986 National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act. And what this did was it granted liability protection to drug companies that make vaccines. And here's the thing that I don't think anybody understood was by passing this law, what they did was they paved the way for the epidemic of autism. And the reason is because what they said was any vaccine that is on the childhood schedule, the drug company would not be liable for most injury and death caused by that vaccine, right? You have to prove fraud. You have to prove outright malfeasance. And so what happened was drug companies basically undertook to get more and more and more vaccines on the schedule, and that's what happened. And so the number of vaccines that children get today, it's three times the number that you and I got when we were kids.
Right.
70 doses of 16 vaccines.
And I want people to understand what this is about. This is privatized profits and socialized losses. So it's government that pays these claims by parents who have unabashed proof that the vaccine injured their child. And that government doesn't earn money. They just take tax dollars and redistribute it. So your tax dollars are going to pay to indemnify the pharmaceutical companies that make vaccines from loss, but they make profits on the vaccines. So the government made a decision to take our money and pay those damage claims. I don't even know how they could do that.
So, Carl, what I want to say is that, parents are seeing this, right? They believe vaccines cause autism. They are skipping and delaying vaccines in increasing numbers, and they're seeking exemptions, legal exemptions to mandatory vaccination. And so what's happening is this pitched debate that we're seeing in the mainstream press, it's because parents are doing this. And I know, we're going to have to close soon, but what I want to say is that there is an absolute social innovation happening right now. It is a quiet revolution, but it's, people don't want to go to war and do battle with corporations and government, okay? We want to feel good. We want healthy, thriving kids.
Right.
And so what's happening is that parents who are also professionals, we have Ivy League degrees, many of us. We have mainstream credentials. We are doing the research. We're sharing the information with each other. We're finding our own experts. And through the internet and technology, we are creating powerful networked communities. Okay, we are actually creating the platforms. You know, I also have a weekly radio show. We're creating media platforms that we're sharing this information. And so it's in a very positive, affirming, empowering way. People are looking at us, parents, and they're saying, you know, these people, they're smart, they have compassion, they're really brave, and they look good because they're healthy. I want what she's having.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And these people, they're savvy. They understand the way the world works. They understand business, economics, politics, you know, but they're also not angry people. They are trying to find a way to navigate in this society and make good decisions to support their families and their health.
So what's happened is, in a summary, is that the zealot-like, emotionally driven argument has subsided because people on both sides of the fence have run out of emotional energy to yell at each other. And what's left, those of us who are trying to apply critical thinking, sensibility, and information to our decision making, and we're not trying to prove anything to anybody, and we're not trying to convince anybody of anybody, we're just trying to make our own decisions. And what's happening is, through the 100th monkey phenomenon, the more people that act this way, we pick up a social consciousness where other people feel compelled to act that way. And we don't have to force anybody. People are now asking questions. Wait a minute, before I vaccinate, maybe there's some more information, where before they would just go, sure, doc, stick anything you want in my child, you know best. And the whole zealot emotional undertone is really fallen by the wayside, has it not?
No, that's right. And, you know, it's the power of no thank you, right?
Yeah, yeah,
and it's like, you know, oh, I don't think so. We don't do that. You know, and it's like you don't even have to explain, really.
Right.
You know, it's like, thanks. That's not for us.
No. You don't have to explain why you don't let your child drink soda anymore, so why should you have to explain why you won't vaccinate your child, right?
But, you know, and if they want to, we can have a conversation. If it can be respectful, if it can be evidence-based, if it can be grounded in, you know, certain ground rules, absolutely.
And if you can speak from the side of, this is why I do what I do, not, you should do what I do.
That's right.
That's respect of another person's opinion. That implies, look, you're intelligent. This is why I do what I do. You do what you want to do.
100%, Carl.
Great, great website, fearlessparent.org. Go there. And the book, Vaccine Epidemic, will be in the Carl Recommends area of the website later today. Louise, I want to thank you so much for taking time to be on the show today.
This is a lot of fun. Thank you. It was a pleasure, and let's keep talking about this.
Absolutely.
Very important.
Absolutely. Listen, take care. We'll have you on again, okay?
You too.
Thank you.
Look forward to it.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, so there you go. And also want to thank Ken O'Neill during the first hour for the Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio Show. You can go to his website, transevolutionaryfitness.com to learn more about him. And we'll see you tomorrow with Casual Friday. Tune in when I'll be joined by the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. See you then.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin-releasing hormone. That, in turn, turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today. Performance counts.